Hi, Laura Kay, with a new segment of my podcast, Chat 360, on Classic Hits 107.1. I'm going to be talking with my guest today about TikTok, what it is, the disadvantages, advantages, and the current controversy over the ban that we are looking at. That is definitely a hot topic today. And with me in the studio, I have Brianna Tomac. She is the president of the La Trobe Laurel Valley Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. We are going to be getting to you here in a minute. Just for a little bit of history and background on TikTok, because I learn as much when I do these podcasts as, I try to teach other people. So ByteDance created TikTok as a global version of Douyin that started in China, and they launched in the international market in September of 2017. Then in November, they spent about $1 billion to purchase Music.ly. That was a startup that was headquartered in Shanghai, but they did have an overseas office in Santa Monica, California. So in January of 2018, the TikTok app ranked first among all the free application downloads on app stores in Thailand, but in other countries as well. Now, it's been downloaded here in the U.S. more than 130 million times. It has reached 2 billion downloads worldwide, according to data from mobile research from Sensor Tower. Now, in the United States, celebrities like Jimmy Fallon and Tony Hawk, they began using that app in 2018, and then other celebrities kind of came on board. Jennifer Lopez, Jessica Alba, Will Smith, Justin Bieber, they joined TikTok as well as a lot of others. And then in January of 2019, TikTok allowed creators to embed merchandise sale links into their videos, which is one of the reasons why I brought Brianna in, because of course she deals with local businesses through the chamber. And we are going to be talking about the effect of a potential ban on TikTok to local businesses, but we'll get to that in a minute. So she's being very patient over here waiting for me. Now, on September 3rd of 2019, TikTok and the U.S. National Football League announced they have a multi-year partnership now together. TikTok reported they have reached 1 billion users. They reported that in 2021. They earned $4 billion in advertising revenue. And in October of 2022, they expanded or talked about planning an expansion into the e-commerce market in the U.S. after they launched what was called TikTok Shop in the UK. And so the company's posted job listings for staff for a series of order fulfillment centers that are going to be here in the United States. And they're reportedly planning to start the new live shopping business before the end of the year. So a lot of people on TikTok. Do you use it, Brianna?
I do.
Okay, tell me, because you were just showing me really on your phone what kind of sites you go to on TikTok. And I'm personally not on it, so I was very interested in seeing what you like to follow.
Yeah, so I'm not a content poster, but I do follow a lot of different things on TikTok. One of the main things, or some of my main things that I follow, are healthy lifestyle things, cooking, diet and exercise. I follow relationship advice, things like that. But I also like things that are fun and funny. I follow a couple comedians, things like that, just that are entertaining. I follow some work-related topics just because I'm kind of geeky. I follow a guy that like teaches you how to use Excel spreadsheets.
You heard it first here.
I know. There's a plethora of content that I follow, and I usually, I'm not on there all day. It's usually something I do at night when I sit down to relax, like before bed, and I'll sit and scroll through for a little while, and but I learn a lot of stuff. I often take screenshots of different recipes or whatever, and then one of the things that, like you said, is good for business owners. And even a lot of people, like during the pandemic, started using TikTok to earn money. So a lot of the things that I follow have monetized links in their content that lead you to purchase like any kind of products that they're endorsing. So even if it's like food products or like there's stuff I wouldn't even know about if it wasn't for TikTok. So some of the recipes, the food content creators and stuff, I learned about Dano's spices and different makeup products or health products or things like that. And, I'm always clicking on those links and going to Amazon. In our community, I know people who earn money via TikTok and through paid links and things like that.
And we're actually going to talk about some of those coming up. But I know one of the things that we started discussing is the benefits and disadvantages to TikTok, because there's both. Mm-hmm. And we do have a lot of people on both sides of the fence. So tell me a little bit first. Let's start with a positive. What are some of the advantages in your mind for TikTok users?
So as you said, there's over 100 billion users. Was that the statistic? And that wasn't from 2021. I think it probably is way more than that at this point.
I'm sure, yes.
So the reach, it's the exceptional reach. It said, okay, so I have a statistic here. It says it has over 150 million active users in the United States alone. So if we're talking about a local business that we just looked at online, can I say the name?
Yes.
Oh, Idyllwild Park is a big TikTok content creator. And I've viewed a lot of their content. It's very entertaining. Mm-hmm. And they have used it to advertise improvements to the park, to advertise for staff, to showcase the beauty of the park, new rides and activities that they have going on, like special events and, you know, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. So I find that to be, they're probably reaching an audience that they've not ever been able to get to before. So I think the reach of that is probably stupendous for them.
And it's just quick mm-hmm. little bites of information and photos.
Right.
Because, of course, we all know that our attention span is a lot less than it used to be. So we want everything coming at us quickly, catching our attention and then moving on, which is what it does.
Right. Well, and that's also one of the disadvantages that people cite about TikTok. They're like, it has reduced everybody's attention span. Mm-hmm. And according to some people, they're like, TikTok is rotting your brain. But
okay.
I don't look at it that way.
But is your brain rotted yet?
I don't know. No. Probably. It depends on who you ask.
So with the advantages, do you have more advantages you want to talk about, or do we want to get to the disadvantages?
I'll be quick. There's a couple more that I would say. Affordability. So mm-hmm. we all know you pay a lot of money for advertising because you're paying for the market and the reach that you get. Mm-hmm. TikTok is free. So people are, they're able to reach millions of people for free. It allows people to use their creativity. I mean, you see all kinds of creative, fun things going on TikTok, and people are very clever and very fun. So that allows people to use their own skills with video and music and things mm-hmm. like that. And as I said, it can be educational. I do follow some educational content. So those are some of the upsides.
Now, you did say you like TikTok better than you like Facebook. Why is that?
I think the content is more targeted, so I can pick and choose what I'm following and what I want to see. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook and I see reels and things like that, but I don't think I always get the target. Like, I don't get to pick the same things. I guess the algorithms aren't the same. So mm-hmm. I don't specifically follow reels on Facebook. That's not how that works. I don't think, unless I'm missing something. But on TikTok, I can choose to follow
your interest. So in other words, it's more customized
right.
to you and what you're looking
right.
for.
I mean, I follow pages on Facebook, mm-hmm. but it's different how
the content is
yeah.
not different. Okay. Right. All right. So you mentioned one of the disadvantages. What more do you have on that category?
Well, there's a lot of concerns about privacy and potential misuse of information by foreign entities, which is what we're talking, that's the...
We're going to be covering that a little bit in more detail.
Content moderation. So nobody is fact-checking the content that you're seeing. So it could be accurate or not. Addictiveness. They talk about people becoming addicted, and I think that's true. Sometimes you could be on there for an hour and not even realize how long you've been looking at it.
Right.
But that's the same with Facebook or any other of the online. I mean, I don't think that's any different. And then the algorithms, which I just spoke of, it's not transparent, so it's unpredictable. So the user experience isn't the same as Facebook. So Facebook tracks a lot of information, so they're giving you content that they think that you want based on your past use.
Right.
And I think people are saying that TikTok's algorithms, they change it. So, and you don't know what the algorithms are. I think Facebook is more transparent about how they track your data and use your data to give you the user experience that
right.
is pertinent
you.
To you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about TikTok and kids, because, having been a teacher, I'm always interested in how it's affecting our children. And I did have an earlier podcast with the principal of Aquinas Academy, and we did talk about social media and kids and how it's affecting schoolwork. Now, TikTok can be kid-friendly if you supervise your kids, if you use the safety settings and stick to songs that you already know, like in the music genre. But TikTok's emphasis on popular music means that a lot of the videos include swearing. There's some sexual lyrics in there, so it might not be age-appropriate for kids to use on their own. But they do have something called the Guardian's Guide, and that is giving you an overview of TikTok and the tools and controls that they've built into the product to supposedly keep the community safe. And it also provides some general information on common internet safety concerns. So they have a youth portal, and they're saying that with the guidelines, you and your teen can establish like an ongoing dialogue about safety in the digital world, which I think we all need to be aware of. Hosting some family conversations that are candid about ways in which your teen engages online, and that's including and beyond TikTok, will really help them become better digital citizens, do we want to say, and maybe be powerful, mindful of their own safety on the internet. So what is your view on TikTok and kids? I mean, from what you've seen, and the sites that I've looked at are very upbeat and very positive, but as a parent, and I know your son is older, but when he was younger, what would you think of him using TikTok?
And of course, it has to be monitored. And I don't think that a lot of parents, if your child has a phone and they're out and about, like I'm not familiar with the portal or the parent guidelines. I don't think that kids just should be on their phones or on TikTok that much in general. Generally speaking, there's better things for them to be doing. But I think it's silly to think that kids aren't going to use it and want to view it and maybe create content and things like that. It's the same as YouTube when YouTube came out. And there's always this concern about children using it, how they're going to use it, what they're going to see when they're on there. So
and how other people who maybe don't have such a positive outlook are going to affect them.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there are videos on there that might sneak in that someone who is nefarious with not necessarily great ideas is going to push this stuff that's not for children.
Right. I think that's difficult. It's a very slippery slope, and I think it's difficult to monitor that because you're not with your kids 24/7.
No.
But I mean, I think that in our society that it's another form of social media that you have to take seriously and make sure that you talk to kids about safety and not talking to people or relating to people online that, you know, that you don't know. That would be my concern, that people would be connecting with a child or even like a young teenager online, because that happens.
Yes, sure it does. On all social media
platforms. Yeah, well, I mean, you can make friends with people all around the world, right?
Right.
So, and you just don't know how prevalent that is.
Now, do you think that younger people are using TikTok, or is this kind of like Facebook and now they're moving on to something else that's more of the moment? What do you think the age group is using TikTok at this point?
I think it is, like you said, it's like my kids don't use TikTok, or I mean, they don't use Facebook. I don't think they use TikTok either. I think they think it's an old person's world. So it's probably...
old person? I mean, uh-oh, like, you just put yourself in that category.
I mean,
that's not good.
But I mean, I don't think there's a lot of like real young kids posting content on TikTok. Like, I don't know what the rules are about putting content on there. I don't even know if you can at a young age, but the things that I see are mostly older teens or adults that are monetizing products or, you know, advice
or
educational things, right?
Okay. Well, you know, there is a lot of controversy. Of course, there's controversy about everything nowadays. But this is now happening now. And again, we have people on both sides of the fence on this. But the controversy is revolving around a potential ban of the video sharing app. TikTok in the United States, they're saying they want it banned unless it is sold to someone in the U.S. So they want to take it away from the owners who are from China and give it to a U.S. owner. And that move has really sparked a heated debate about data privacy, political misinformation, and the dynamics between the U.S. and China, really, in the digital field. So what's your initial thought process when you heard about this ban? I mean, what was the first impression for you?
I don't understand, I guess, enough to understand why. So they want to sell it to a U.S. company. But so they're concerned that our data is being accessed by the Chinese government. So then they want to sell it to a U.S. company and they're going to have our data. And their U.S. companies misuse your data all day long, just as much as, I mean, so I don't think that our data would be
more protected.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure. I think that everybody gets as much information about us personally as they want to.
Right.
No matter where they're from. And Right. Whether you're paying your bills online or banking online or you're on Facebook or TikTok, I mean, your information is out there. And if they want it,
they can find it. That's right.
So basically, this legislation, if this is signed through, this ban, it would give TikTok's China-based parent company 9 to 12 months to sell. If they don't sell it to a U.S. owner, then it would be banned here in this country. So basically, it's going to remain active through the fall, but then not much longer than that. So their mainland Chinese counterpart is Douyin, and that's a short-form video hosting service, and it's owned by a Chinese internet company, ByteDance. Its user-submitted videos, 3 seconds to 10 minutes long, accessed with a smartphone app. I mean, we all know basically what it is. Is it safe? I don't know. Should it be banned? I don't know.
Right.
I mean, those are some hard questions.
Well, some of the things that the content creators on TikTok are upset about, and they're talking about their First Amendment rights to free speech. They're mm-hmm. like, you know, they say that if they're going to ban it, that's violating their right to free speech. Mm-hmm. It's also going to have a big economic impact to people who are making a living, creating income and marketing using TikTok. And there's a lot of that. As I right. said, a lot of people started businesses using TikTok during COVID, and they've been very, very successful. It's very lucrative. And then they're saying that a potential ban violates constitutional protections of American citizens. So there's a lot of talk about it.
Well, is TikTok a safe app? I guess that's basically the question. So they're saying that's as safe as any other social media platform. They have security features, two-factor authentication. They have comment filters. They have curated content for children below the age of 13. Of course, we've seen the representative for the Chinese-based company on the news, and he says there is no evidence that China is using any of the information that it's garnering in a negative way. But I think, like I said, and like you said, anything you use has its pitfalls to mm-hmm. it. Now, the reason I wanted you in on this conversation is because you deal with local businesses every day. You work with the chamber. Mm-hmm. That's your job. You help local businesses get started, stay, you know, viable in the community. You help with branding, all mm-hmm. of those things, just like we do here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. So are there a lot of businesses here in Westmoreland County that use TikTok?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. How do you think now specifically that's going to affect them if it's banned?
Well, I don't think anybody has all their eggs in one basket. So I think most people that are using TikTok to provide content and use it as a marketing tool are probably using a lot of other platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, local radio, mm-hmm. local print. So I think if people have a variety of marketing sources that, you know, it's probably...
They might see less of a footprint there.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably mm-hmm. not going to make or break anybody, but I think that people do see good results from it, and it's a more fun way to showcase your product than some other, you know, it gives you a lot more freedom of creativity to show. So again, I don't think it'll make or break anything, but I think a lot of people are using it and it is helping people's businesses.
Okay. All right. So I guess what we want you to think about today is, what do you feel about the ban? The current controversy over the ban, should it happen? Should it not happen? How safe is TikTok? And do you feel like it is infringing on your constitutional rights as an American citizen? So I've been talking with Brianna Tomac. She is the president of the La Trobe Laurel Valley Chamber of Commerce, located in La Trobe. If you are a business, you can go out there and get help from her. If you're looking to start up a business, she has great advice, and you'll probably see her out and about at a lot of community functions. So thanks for joining me today, Brianna.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed talking about this.
And you can check out all my Chat 360 segments on WHJBFM.com. Enjoy, and I hope it starts a lot of meaningful conversations. This is Laura Kay from Classic Hits 107.1.